2 Samuel chapter 4. When Saul's son, that's Ishbosheth, heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands became feeble and all the Israelites were troubled. So Ishbosheth was the son of Saul, and he'd been sort of used by the supporters of Saul to be their king and leader. But of course, God had chosen David to be the leader of Israel. And now Abner, who had been sort of his great supporter, has now gone over to David's side and then been killed. He's pretty well on his own. Saul's son had two men who were army captains for him, called Baana and Rechab. They were the sons of Rimmon and of Rimmon the Beerothite of the children of Benjamin, for Beeroth also is reckoned to be part of Benjamin. Now Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the news came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. His nurse took him up and fled, and as she hastened to flee, he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. The sons of Rimmon, who were Rechab and Baana, went and came in the middle of the day to the house of Ishbosheth as he was resting at noon. They came into the middle of the house as if they were fetching wheat, and they struck him in the body. They killed him, and they escaped. Now when they came into the house, as he lay on his bed in his bedroom, they struck him, killed him, and beheaded him, and took his head and went by the way of the Arabah all night, and brought the head of Ishbosheth to David to Hebron. And they said to the king, "Here's the head of Ishbosheth, son of Saul, your enemy who tried to kill you. Yahweh has avenged my lord the king this day of Saul and of his children." David replied to Rechab and Baana, the sons of Rimmon, "As Yahweh lives, who has redeemed my life from all troubles, when someone told me, 'Behold, Saul is dead,' thinking they brought me good news, I took hold of him and killed him in Ziklag. That was the reward I gave him for his news. How much more, when you wicked men have killed a righteous man in his own house on his own bed, shall I not now require his blood from you and take you away from the earth?" David commanded his young men, and they killed them and cut off their hands and feet and hanged them up beside the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the grave of Abner. So, all the time, David is going out of his way to show kindness and grace to the house of Saul. Ishbosheth had been set up to be king in his place. And instead of thinking, "Oh, good, there's another of my enemies gone," he is very sad and goes out of his way to show that, "No, I am not this kind of person." And he's really such an example of loving our enemies.